There have been budgetary increase between 2023 and 2024 of about 36% increase. This has been a commitment from the President of the Republic as well as the National Congress to really strengthen this. On people deprived of liberty, I'd like, and it's a pleasure for me to say to the committee that for about a month now, the National Congress approved a reform to the penitentiary system, covering what are known as popular workshops. This decree law basically means we are professionalizing, ensuring that there's going to be proper reinsertion of detainees. This dovetails with what's been done already by the Penitentiary Institute. On protection of minority ethnic groups, the Garífunas particularly, I can also say, and it's a pleasure to do so, that the National Congress approved a legislation to protect this particular group. The legislative 50/23, the Ruta Garífuna law it's known as, the aim being to ensure that you're going to promote, enhance the culture and the language of the Garífuna peoples. Let me also say that pursuant to the election of magistrates in 2023 to the Supreme Court of Justice, in the first time in our history, again, a commitment to promote and protect human rights, the National Congress elected the first magistrate who belongs to the Garífuna community, Walter Miranda Sayo, the very first magistrate from that particular community. The National Congress has also approved a series of legislation to commemorate the historic struggle from Garífuna leaders across their communities. Also, there are proposals in line coming from the Academia Garífuna, as it's known. These proposals are currently being discussed in our parliament, in our National Congress. Bearing in mind what's been said by the operating of the Junta Denominadora in order to elect magistrates in the new Supreme Court of Justice, and in line with, I think one of the members asked a question on this, election was held as part of this new law, which covers certain principles such as gender equality, participation of civil society. In that regard, in the election of new judges in the Supreme Court of Justice, these principles were adopted rather. Of the 15 magistrates who are in the court, eight are women and seven are men. On the law on the judiciary and judicial independence, particularly regarding the list of issues and the concerns that have been expressed by this committee, during this legislative administration, we've appointed a special committee covering the different political forces in our country, making up the National Congress. The mandate is to draft and come up with a bill regarding the law on the judiciary in line with new standards, and that is something that is not going to overrule what's said already by the court, that there cannot be administrative concentration. The commission itself is already working on a new bill regarding the law on the judiciary and the judicial council. On decriminalization regarding offenses against honor, there are proposals to change the penal code criminalizing these offenses. The draft decree, again, is going through parliament in line with the constitutional procedures as per the constitution itself regarding reforms to the code. We are duty-bound to get this opinion. It then will go through the committee proceedings, and they will decide in line with the requests made to them, in line with human rights. There was a question on prior consultation. The National Congress, and this is a real inter-institutional effort that's been made from the Committee on Justice and Human Rights. It's held several meetings to work with the Secretariat for Human Rights with a view to drawing up a new proposal or bill which will be fully in line with international standards, and particularly on the agreement on free prior informed consent. And on preventive evictions, as the magistrate has just said, there are proposals to provide waivers to that legislative decree reforming the criminal code to address this issue of preventive evictions. It's very broad, I have to say. It needs to be looked again because it virtually overhauls the entire criminal text in this. So again, it is going through the parliamentary system. Again, technical opinions have to be asked for from the Supreme Court, other bodies of the state as per requisites under our constitution. The National Congress, with all this raft of initiatives and bills under our president, Castro, has really taken an institutional policy legislative that will promote and protect human rights. Approving these initiatives and really establishing that these draft reforms that will protect human rights are very much a priority. Thank you, Ms. Lawyer Madrid. I'd now like to give the floor to Lawyer Lanza just to say a little bit more about this. Mr. Larson Lanza, thank you, Minister.